to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our morning is Barry Shamish. Barry, why don't you pick up and tell us what the latest issues are?
Wow, that was quick. As usual, there was a week of news under the news. Look, when I wrote the article about Shimon Peres, president of Israel, had a birthday party, $12 million paid by the taxpayers. Barbara Streisand came and sang a couple of songs. Bill Clinton showed up to, well, let's just say back his diplomacy. You know what? Clinton arrived to back the CFR diplomacy, but neither here nor there. I got some serious responses. Hear me out. I actually did a little reading last night. Look, here's the letter, one letter, then I got more on the same day of Peres' birthday. At least it's party, all right? Rabbi Uzi Meshulam died on the same day. Let's just say that Peres ruined Uzi Meshulam's life, because Uzi Meshulam fought for the truth about the disappeared Yemenite infants. 4,500 of them were just taken from their parents when they arrived in Israel from Yemen, 1948 to 54 about. They arrived, met Zionism, labor Zionism for the first time, and they suffered miserably, but 4,500 children disappeared. Rabbi Meshulam led the fight in the 90s to get to the truth of the matter. Now, all right, folks, I'm going to give you a little background. Rabbi Meshulam invited me to his home. It was shut up. There were dozens of bullets all through his house. The government sent, you know what, to defeat Lebanon. They probably sent fewer soldiers. They surrounded the house. They killed only one, but he was allowed to bleed to death. That was Shlomi Asulin, who could have been saved. It was... Wow. You know, I was just a very young journalist and naive and thought that words could actually defeat, murder, absolute corruption and murder. And when I went to Rabbi Meshulam's house, I met his son. His son now lives in Canada. He was terrified out of Israel. And, Rabbi Meshulam, he went to prison. I got a call from his wife one day, says, the rabbi wants to meet with you. And I said, fine, I'm honored, the works. And I drove to the house, and they drove me to the prison. Now, you want to talk about a weird memory. Look, being frisked and all that kind of stuff, fine. That's, I guess what you get when you visit a prison looking for weapons, whatever. I went down three flights to the dungeon where Rabbi Meshulam and eight of his followers, one, a member of the Secret Services of Israel, I'll talk about that briefly coming up. But, well, I got to the prison. I guess in Israel's democracy, you can't stop that. I believe it was well noted, but he was released from his cell and given access to a visitor cell. He walked in. Now, Rabbi Meshulam was very well known in Israel. He wanted the truth of the Yemenite disappearing infants. That was his crime. And he got 8 years in prison for that crime. That was his crime, I'm telling you. Nothing else. He walked in with, in those days, actually with superior technology, a blaster, a sound blaster. Now iPhones and whatever else has taken over and discs have taken over. But in those days, he put in a tape, and when he talked to me, he blasted Haredi, Orthodox music. And we talk, and, well, what he said is, our children were taken from us to be used in experiments. Now, believe it or not, he wasn't the first who told me this. Nonetheless, well, his naivety about the way the world works was actually very convincing. I believe he was caught off guard about what they did to the Yemenite children. By the way, needless to say, he's Yemenite. And he was a very admired rabbi. And he stuck his neck out. By the way, I left Israel just before it would have been my turn, I guess, to, you know, for revealing Rabin, you go to prison for 8 years. That's what happened to, well, Rabbi Meshulam. And that, I felt, was next for me. It's a spooky situation when you know stuff. But needless to say, he got it right. He returned from prison later, a zombie. I mean, the man couldn't speak. He lay on his couch. He couldn't communicate anything to anyone. He was really taken care of. He died the same day that President Peres was celebrating his 90th birthday. Now, listen, for I know many listeners don't understand the situation, but Peres was head of the Atomic Energy Commission in Israel during the time the Yemenite children disappeared, 48 to 54. And it turns out my research, Rabbi Meshulam didn't get the whole picture. He really, really opened the world for me, but he... Oops, I hear the music.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is the morning, Barry Shamus. He's talking about the fate of the Yemeni children who were kidnapped in Israel under the auspices of Peres. And they were brought to the United States for experiments. But they can't let the American people or the Jewish people know that this sort of thing goes on, that they would actually take children and use them for medical experiments. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people here. And, of course, Peres made a deal with the Americans. He was going to get something in return for these 4,500 Yemeni children. But, of course, this rabbi had tried to find out what had happened. I mean, wouldn't you be concerned if 4,500 children who belonged to your sect had been kidnapped? And, of course, he paid a terrible price. But you're never going to hear this sort of thing in the media, because our media is tightly controlled, and you will never hear about the atrocities that have been committed. But I believe one day God is going to bring judgment on this country for what has happened. And if you're not helping us try to get the information out, why, of course, then you become part of the problem. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, that's pretty well it. Look, the real story is that Rabbi Meshulam died Zikaron LeBrachav. Rest in peace. The fact is, he had the broad picture. He was a fingertip away from getting the whole picture, and I could have helped as I was doing my research. It was for a book, by the way, that became Save Israel. It was translated into Hebrew, and it's, in retrospect, it's not just an overturning of the official story of the founding of Israel. It, in fact, well, told the story of taking children. Now, not all went to America. Many did. What happened was Peres was the head of the Atomic Energy Commission. He wanted this new weapon, and he said to the Americans, who supplied him, by the way, the U.S. Army supplied Israel with 7 X-ray machines, and it's a terrible story. Okay, I won't dive into it now, but Rabbi Meshulam, while Orthodox music was blasting in this little visiting cell, 3 floors down in the prison, asked me to be the spokesman for their unit. Their movement, better, for his movement. And I said yes. I realized he was right. And it was a great honor to be asked by their rabbi, the top of the heap, to be his spokesman, and I agreed. But unfortunately, Meshulam's movement was so infiltrated. It was a family. One was a professor and his wife, and one son of this family. Remember, he was infiltrated by a family. Now, I should have prepared what the names of the father who was a professor and the mother and the son were, but nonetheless, I could not become spokesman for the movement with them in charge. And again, the Yemenites themselves, they were politically active, his followers, but they they didn't extend a lot of energy into cleaning up their movement. It was totally infiltrated to the point where the son, who was, I think he was 23, sat in prison for a number of months just to tell the authorities what the eight prisoners, well, seven minus him, were talking about. In short, I couldn't get in because the Yemenite movement was thoroughly infiltrated. And by the way, it was a very good show. The wife gave me a lecture, too. She showed me photos of cages where Yemenite children, actual cages, were shipped to America in. And, you know, that's pretty darn convincing that she's on your side and she got this, but she wasn't at all on her side. It was this kind of information that led people to believe she was on their side, but she prevented me from becoming spokesman, and it worked. And it wasn't my fault, and I wasn't prepared to fight the Shabak, the Secret Service. But let's go back a little bit. I repeat, Uzi Meshulam, Rabbi Uzi Meshulam, head of the movement during the 90s, coincidentally, during Oslo. It was 93, 95, the movement was at its peak. That was also when the Israeli public were fooled into accepting peace with the PLO. Israel started its downward spiral, which today, that region, you could lose Israel over this. There's no buffer, there's no protection anymore. The Yemenite movement reached its peak, coincidentally, I believe, at the same time that Oslo was being, well, written and formulated and then sold to the Israeli public, and they didn't want interference. Well, the kind that Uzi Meshulam he was going to tell on Paris and the labor Zionists and the peacemakers that they're a bunch of kidnappers and murderers, and they just locked him up and did whatever they did to his head. When he came out, he never said a word publicly ever again, just lay on his couch. Now, I got a document in Hebrew, I will translate for you. It's not all that complicated a document, but earlier this year there was a conference on the Parashatil, the issue of the disappeared Yemenite children. By the way, unofficially, 4,500 had disappeared. And later, thanks to Meshulam in part, the graves were opened and they were emptied of these many. The parents were told that children died. They caught a flu and they died. And then, most were sent to America under the auspices of Paris, who just handed over an entire race of people, the Yemenites, for atomic experimentation. See what the effects of radiation. Believe me, in 48, there were a lot of questions about the effect of radiation. Paris gave them the guinea pigs. Now, that is the actual story, and it almost came to the front earlier this year when Bar-Ilan University had it was a cultural conference, but the main theme was answering the questions, the many questions, what happened to these kids? Now, I read the document, and look, they just don't get, they all say the same thing, that Paris tried to stop the investigation when he was prime minister during the 80s of the Yemenite children. That was the theme of this university conference held this year. Look, many of the kids, I don't know about many, but enough were given to Holocaust survivors who couldn't have children. And I would hope they didn't understand that they were given a child that was stolen from his parents. You know, the head of the Israeli Supreme Court, Miriam Bari, leave it at Miriam right now, her daughter, her chauffeur, I mean, she was so obviously Yemenite, and this was the head of the Israeli Supreme Court, and when push came to shove, if the head had a daughter who was a stolen Yemenite child, the Supreme Court wouldn't be that sympathetic to actually seeking real justice. Now, the children that disappeared were registered by the government as dead. They were on the dead list. But, well, they weren't dead. They were dead later on, most of them. Some went up for adoption, illegal adoption. But, well, what can you say? Rabbi Meshulam stuck his neck out and said that Paris was responsible, that the labor Zionists stole our children. Listen, these Yemenite immigrants who came in the late 40s, they didn't know a thing about Zionism or labor Zionism or the multifaceted. They didn't know. They were victims of terrible and sudden waves of violence against them in Yemen. Again, organized by these, well, they didn't have enough Jews left, European Jews, to form a country, couldn't form an army with only 100,000 where the Nazis occupied, only 100,000 survived with 6 million dead, many of my own family, by the way. Nonetheless, they needed soldiers. They needed people. They thought they were going to start the new Judaism with European Jews. There weren't any left. So what brought the Yemenites to Israel in the late 40s was oppression against them, ultimately through deals. Labor Zionists caused the repression. All right? Look, Israeli planes landed in Yemen. It was called on Eagle's Wings, the operation. If this government is so repressive of Jews, how come they let them ship them back to Israel? Look, this conference, what it claimed was it was going to open the many, many questions about where the kids went. By the way, officially, the Israeli records admit that 80 of the children disappeared without a death record. In other words, somewhere along the line, these 80 just didn't die. It's a very complicated question, but it's also a major, major crime. Now, let me quote you again from the Hebrew. Okay. The main speaker was Dr. Dov Levitan. He finally told this conference that the head of Israel, the prime minister in 1985, who was Shimon Peres, of course, he did everything to prevent the restarting of an investigation, an authorized investigation by the government about what happened to the kids. As prime minister, he would not permit it. Now, one minister, his name was Yaakov Tsur, said, to hell with Paris, we'll do an investigation privately, non-authorized, and there was a highly publicized investigation in 85 to 86 when the prime minister was Paris. Neither here nor there, they didn't have access, okay, not to Well, the relevant ministries were the police ministry and the health ministry. They were deeply involved in this plot to kidnap 4,500 infants. They didn't have, they couldn't subpoena them. So it was, you know, under the circumstances, an okay investigation, but it didn't come close to the truth. Now, it was the second investigation of the eminence. 67 to 68, there was another Yemen authorized, supposedly, in. Oops, I hear the music.
Well, that's not Barry. We'll be back in just a moment. But how do you actually kidnap 4,500 children and conceal this specifically from the American and Jewish people?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this one, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your website, how they can get your PayPal button and help you if they wish. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm grateful for this little plug. Yeah, all but one of my books is at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get there, there's a search box right in my name, Shamish. Chamish. That will take you to, 8 separate books. One, just call this, Data Bureaucracy. My newest, The Stinger, Not the Stung, is separate for some reason. and I'm not technological enough to fix it. In short, after you look at the first 8-9 books, retype Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung, and you'll get to the latest book, which covers this subject. Well, my previous book, Save Israel, covered it just as deeply. My website is barrychamish.com, and there is a PayPal button, and I am real grateful to anyone who supports what I'm trying to do, which is just basically, well, tell the truth, sort it out, that kind of stuff. It's at barrychamish.com, and I'll reward you. Now let's go back to this. Dov Levitan was the featured speaker at the Bar-Ilan University conference that primarily was about the stolen and disappeared Yemenite children. What he said to the gathered was that Shimon Peres, as prime minister, stopped the investigation of the Yemenite children, and the actual investigation led by Yaakov Tzur was not authorized. And, well, the Yemenites didn't get a fair hearing. All right. Now, the document that I received was an overview. It included an overview. In the year 67-68, there was the first authorized Yemenite investigation by the government. But it was run by someone named Frumkin. He was the grandfather of Carmi Gilon. Carmi Gilon plotted with, he was head of the Secret Services and plotted with Shimon Peres to murder Yitzhak Rabin. As you dive deeper, well, whoever is running Israel is not who you think it is. All right. Leave it at that. They weren't given the right in 67-68 to read the actual documentation, to actually get the facts. It was a cover-up, but the Israeli public needed, a gift to show them that their government cared, and you have two investigations, neither of which had a chance of getting to the truth, not a chance. Look, the document continues with this Yemen. Oh, by the way, also included in the document, it goes back to 1951. That was 3 years after the kidnappings began. The second Knesset debated whether to open an authorized investigation, where are these children? But they decided that would Pandora. That would open a Pandora's box. This has been known to the authorities even while it was going on. They allowed it to continue. Well, to the listeners, the same day that Shimon Peres celebrated his 90th, Rabbi Uzi Meshulam, who tried indirectly, okay, for now, to expose Peres, which was done somewhat at this university conference earlier this year. He died the same day that Peres was celebrating his birthday in perfect health. He died a zombie. There, I guess, you know, this document, again in the Hebrews, from other Yemenites who are real bitter. Boy, are they bitter. And, you know, one says that it's affecting the culture of Israel. We have to know the truth. And that's the cliche. He who controls the present controls the future, all of this stuff. But the fact remains, Peres celebrated while Uzi Meshulam died same day. Look, another reader sent me another Paris birthday piece, and it was kind of surprising, and I recognized myself in it. Wynette, which is the idea of Acronaut, the biggest and most liberal of the Israeli newspapers, they did a piece on Paris, and you go to the letters, and my goodness, it was all disgust at Paris and its damn birthday. But without ever citing me, it's so frustrating. I'm going to die like Van Gogh, you know, best work behind him, but dies in the street a pauper. I mean, that just looks like my upcoming fate. But on the Wynette Paris birthday piece, there were dozens of responses. Most of your readers can't read it. It's in the Hebrew. Luckily, I could. They brought up Paris's Nobel Prize blackmail. He blackmailed the Nobel Committee. 100 grand he gave them. They brought up the Rabin murder. In very liberal terms, there are a lot of outstanding questions. Nonetheless, nobody in this long list reacted with happy birthday. Shimon reacted with whatever party was going on was in a bubble. It had nothing whatsoever to the Israeli population, nothing to do with them. This issue is still simmering, and someday, maybe, somebody will understand that Paris traded Yemenite children for the atomic bomb. Weird, it sounds dramatic, that's what happened. And Israel got its bomb, by the way, when Paris was at the head of the Israel Atomic Energy Commission, whatever post that is. That's when the bomb arrived in Israel. That's when the Yemenite children disappeared. There, I think we covered that, no?
You did, and thank you. I think it's important that the American people know and understand. We'll be back in a minute for the last segment here at America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we're back for the last segment. Barry, go right ahead.
Last issue. Tonight, by the way, I'm on your show without commercials, so we'll expand.
All right, go ahead.
On Sunday, that would be 4 days ago, the government closed down its, well, Tanufa administration. It's the administration. It was tasked with helping those expelled under the Gaza, well, they call it disengagement. What it was expulsion of 9,000 Jews from their homes in the Gaza Strip and northern Samaria, by the way. And I wrote a book. Look, it's called Bye Bye Gaza. It's also at lulu.com. Get the black and white. It's cheap, $24. Not so bad. The color is way too expensive. Now let's get on with this. The government closed it down after 8 years with this administration, which was, well, its job was to help those expelled under the Gaza expulsion of 2005. 8 years later, it was still around, and it was closed this week. Now, the head of the administration, they call it, Tanufa's, Rabbi Ofer Cohen, he revealed in his closing address that the disengagement cost Israel over $2 billion. But he said, now here's where the trickery is used. He said with great pride that 88% of the 1,404 families uprooted as part of the plan. Now, what's the wording? Are now living in new homes of their choice, or are in the process of building a home. It's, look, folks, it's been 8 years. Now, of this 88%, way more are in the process after 8 years of finding a home. They had originally wanted to stay a community together. That, after 8 years of suffering, misery, and their children are nuts. They realize they're not going to get, I assume, they're very stubborn. They want to keep the Jews of the Gaza Strip together in, well, in safety. There's nowhere safe in Israel. Nonetheless, with the closing of the, again, administration, I would call it an office or something. Well, we've got a problem because, again, this is Rabbi, no less, Ofer Cohen, who is leaving his post as head of the office, admitting that they still need government help in, quote, absorption in their new communities. After 8 years, you have to remember, they had a thriving community. This was on sand. They turned it into agriculture. It was a terrific community. I spoke there, and as a matter of fact, I think possibly my biggest speech was in Israel. In Israel was in the Gaza Strip. 800 people showed up to their hall. It was a massive success, except I didn't get the message that you have got to fight the government. They're totally rotten, and you're not, and that didn't get through. But I won't dive into it. Let's just go into today's news. Well, because these families still need absorption into their new communities, the housing ministry will take over from the Tanufa office. And Housing Minister Uri Ariel, who, by the way, I recall him as a decent guy. Well, now that he's in the government, I guess, you know, he's got responsibilities. But asked for the Gaza family, here's what he said. Quote, after years in which the state of Israel did not manage to keep its promise of a solution for every settler, the time has come to put an end to this ongoing wrong toward the expellees. And then he goes on to say that as anyone who has closely followed the expellees, I accept the mission of finding a solution for everyone with a feeling of great responsibility that I can assure that everyone can finally enter a new home. This after 8 years, I'm going to repeat this. People who are interested, Bye Bye Gaza is the name of my book, and it is at lulu.com. What do you know? 8 years later, well, it's the same mess. They were expelled without compensation, and now the housing ministry is taking over the solution. Needless to say, the Tnufa office, after 8 years, did not have a solution. They led close-knit families and a close-knit community into homelessness. And now they close the office that did nothing about the homelessness. I assume you got the message.
Oh, yes, I did. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm just going to go into what I would call normal news now. There is an amazing scandal going on in Israel. The Palestinians, who receive 95% of their electricity from Israel, hasn't paid its electrical bill. It's now over 200 million shekels. Now, again, bye-bye Gaza. All the electricity in Gaza is from Israel. Now, the IEC, that's the Israel Electric Corporation, has suggested this week four possible measures against the Palestinian Authority.
We'll have to talk about that later. We'll be talking to you. Good night.
I look forward to it. Midnight my time. Here for you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan,
I'm at the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and as you know, we have 55 outlets across America every week where at least someone is learning the truth about what's going on and the truly demonic forces which control our government. We saw that beautifully exemplified yesterday when the Supreme Court came up and said that basically it didn't matter how the people in California had voted for a constitutional amendment, the Defense of Marriage Act. It was unconstitutional. Ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution doesn't cover this at all. You must understand that the Supreme Court justices are bought and paid for. We've taken you back, and you haven't read my material, on the case of Engel versus Vital in 1962 when they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter and morals out of our schools. Why did they do that? Because the Masons controlled the Supreme Court. Members of a secret society controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1969, and nobody's ever told the American people that. You get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. We touch on it. But you can go up on the Internet, simply type in Freemasons, U.S. Supreme Court, and look at the dates. You'll find what I'm telling you is true. They control the Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 6-3 from 1941 to 1969. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a 32nd degree Freemason, appointed 5 Masons to the Supreme Court. Harry Truman, a 33rd degree Freemason, appointed 3 Masons of the Supreme Court. And Franklin Delano, pardon me, President Eisenhower, who wasn't a Mason, but he was a member of the CFR. The CFR was founded in Masonry, appointed 2 Masons of the Supreme Court. Now, we don't have any Masons there now, but we have other reliable people who are bought and paid for. And this is part of the effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And ladies and gentlemen, of course, America was founded predominantly by Christians. We were a Christian nation. We're not a Christian nation today. And God is in the process of bringing his judgment upon America. And what are the good people doing? Why, they're going to church and they're singing all these new songs they put in church. We've gotten away from the old hymns. They're sitting and watching the sermons, but they're a different message of Christianity. And they've changed both the music and the message of our churches. And you better understand what's going on and help us get the information out. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the material from our website. You need to get our talks and our material, our 4 CD sets, certainly our DVDs, our videos. This will give you the information that you need to educate others. And if we can't get the American people up in arms, the fact that our government has been taken over by a small clique of people who control everything and they make mockery of our electoral process. And certainly it is not by coincidence that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. And what do our leaders talk about? Why, they talk about the Bilderbergers. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bilderberg Group is a diversion. Why? Because they focus your attention on that. And people go and they have demonstrations and they get a lot of coverage. And it's so that you won't be able to see the forest for the trees. Our minds are manipulated. Our reality is created by the people who control the media. Our number 1-800-544-897. We need your help. Help us. So, well, tomorrow, we will be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money,